It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
I think we've worked out our differences, limits. You were very cold to me this morning. I could feel it emanating through the telephone line.
Do you ever wonder why? Well, it's October, right? We know why. But it's going to be up to 80 degrees today, but when we wake up, it's like 40.
What?
Is that strange at all? It was like 48 degrees when I woke up this morning. It's going to get up to 80 as a high today.
Clearly, we're still not on the same page, but... No, I haven't wondered about that. Something unbelievable happened to me this morning. Unblanking believable. And every bit of this is true. So, and we're going to get into the Steelers in just a moment. I promise that. So to make a long story longer, I thought these were brown sugar Pop-Tarts, and they're s'mores. Do you want one?
Do you not want them?
I don't want the other one. I don't like it. I thought it was brown sugar and cinnamon. That's my favorite. This thing sucks. Anyway, wife taking daughter to school today. Joe says when he finds out this news last night, I could play golf in the morning. I'm going to make a 7:48 tee time at Moon. Because when daughter and wife leave, Joe feed dog, Joe play golf. Sound like a good plan?
Yes.
So she leaves this morning. I tell a little lie, not a big one, that, oh, Bailey, our dog, because she was still in the driveway with my wife, getting ready for my daughter to come out. I don't usually take Bailey out this early. I say, Bailey came running down the stairs as soon as you left. Look at this. He's ready to go out already. So I took him out. He went to the bathroom, blah, blah, blah. I fed him. And the second that they left, I went to the golf course. Okay? I was there before 8 a.m. for my tee time. Are you following the story so far?
I'm following, yes. Golf before 8.
I'm thinking I got away with all of this, right? I got the dog out. I got the dog fed. I'm happy. I'm on the course.
So who forgot something?
No. This is what happened. At 8:40 a.m., she delayed this just to really punish me. She says, you butt dialed me this morning, so now I'm going to bust your blanks. I heard you asking to tee off with someone that you're Joe Starkey from The Fan. I butt dialed her. She heard the whole thing. You live quite a charmed life. Who gets to play golf at 8 a.m. on a Tuesday? And I'm mad you left Bailey at home to stay in the house on a nice morning so you could golf. Can you believe this?
Wow, that's a long text message.
First of all, to accidentally butt dial her, of all the people in my contacts.
Do you know how many times you've accidentally butt dialed me before?
How many?
A lot.
I have?
Yes. And I just go,
why does that
Joe?
Keep happening? The
Joe?
Phone says it's locked and it's dark. The phone's dark. I shouldn't be able to text or accidentally dial somebody unless I unlock it, right?
Well, considering you're already pressing buttons right now while you're showing it to me and not knowing it.
This is an all-time bust.
That's not good, Joe. That's not good.
At 8 a.m. saying, hi there, I'm Joe Starkey from The Fan. We're about to tee off. That's a mega bust.
Where do you keep your phone? Like
in my pocket.
What pocket? Your front pocket? Back pocket?
Front.
That shouldn't happen like that.
So
you got to make sure it's locked.
Right. And as anybody out there who golfs knows, the worst kind of golf is guilty golf.
Well, so did
I was already, I was having a great round, and then suddenly, like, it turned a little bit because I was now playing guilty golf.
So does your phone have a password on it?
Yeah, of course.
So how does your, when you put your phone in your pocket, look, how does your
look,
password
I don't know.
Just magically
here, watch.
Work?
I press the button on the right. Up comes all the photo of my family and the time. That
yes.
should mean locked, right?
Yes.
Okay, then how does it dial from that position?
Do you have Face ID on there?
I don't know what I have. All I know is now I'm down one. You know what I mean? In any relationship, somebody's winning, somebody's losing. You have leverage, you have points, you can squander like hotel points. I'm out. She's got the points. She's got the leverage. I'm in trouble.
Yeah, get ready to do the dishes tonight, buddy.
Something happened here. Anyway, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? Other than that circumstance.
Yes.
Any better?
Are we okay?
We're great.
There was some hostility more than usual this morning. I felt bad. And I'm sorry.
Everything is squandered and good.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that.
Splattered and good.
I met somebody last night who said they knew you and
yes.
referred to you as City Limits.
How about that? Somebody yeah. that I've known for a very long time in yeah. volleyball.
Wonderful man. All right, let's get to the Steelers. And Off the Top is brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. We're going to have the Mike Tomlin News Conference live at noon. My friend Brian Batko, he goes by sometimes. And sometimes he goes by the Batconian Mongoose. He's going to be coming in to join me to analyze Tomlin today. But here's where I want to begin, with you. And those of you out there especially who think that, you know, we need to pump the brakes. That's a phrase I keep hearing since yesterday. Pump the brakes. They beat the Raiders and the Jets, and now everybody's talking Super Bowl, and now everybody's talking this and that. You're overreacting. That was the social media feedback I got, column-wise and show-wise, Wonder Twin. And here's my question, because I'm always amazed. It's like that game. You ever play that game, telephone, where
yes.
it's a bunch of people sitting around, and you start out by saying, City Limits is very kind. And by the end, it's somebody says, City Limits has a lot on his mind.
Exactly. That's exactly how it goes.
Or City Limits munches on pork rinds. Something like that. Yes, by the end, it's nothing like it was. I wonder how many filters people hear things through. Now, granted, I wanted yesterday just to be a day of fun and togetherness and excitement. But exactly what should we pump the brakes on? Exactly in what way am I or anyone who's high on the Steelers right now, in what way are we actually overreacting? Pick one specifically. Now that we've had a day and we can soberly analyze this, the euphoria of Sunday night, of Russell Wilson, of all that, has passed. It's now Tuesday. It's a work day. It's not a game day, but it's a prep day. It's a Tomlin day. All of that. Is it an overreaction to say that the Steelers are a contender in the AFC? Is that an overreaction? You tell me at 412-928-9370. What I actually believe and have said is I don't even think the Steelers are going to win their division. So exactly where do I need to pump the brakes? Where do I need to do that? I think they're the second best team in their own division, but I think they might be, have a chance to be, are in the mix to be the third best team in the AFC. And I think if they stay healthy, they're radically improved from last year in what I think was a better AFC, by the way, when they finished 10-7 and were in the playoffs and had to play without TJ Watt in Buffalo. They're a much better team. They have upgraded in a big way at quarterback. Doesn't mean that they can match Josh Allen and Mahomes and CJ Stroud and Lamar. They can't. But they have upgraded in a big way at quarterback, in a big way at coordinator. Defensively, Their secondary's better. It's just flat out better. Their inside linebacker situation is worlds better than it was midway through last season. And I even think their, well, of course, their defensive line is worlds better because Cam is healthy and playing well. This is a significantly better team, top to bottom, than last year. Offensive line, you know, maybe a wash or so, especially with the injuries. But they played well the other night. Receiver, I think Pickens has a chance to be better, and I think you've unlocked him with Russell Wilson. I think that's about a wash. I know we don't have Deontay running the wrong way anymore. Probably depth at receiver was better last year. But overall, should I pump the brakes on opining that this is a much better team than last year? That this is still a wild card team? That it's a team that could give the big boys, and I consider the AFC to have two big boys, and that's Kansas City and Baltimore, trouble in a playoff game if they stay healthy? I think that's rational, sober thinking on this team. I really do. They might be the third best team in the AFC. I don't see how that's some crazy, over-the-top, euphoric, caffeine-induced opinion. I don't. I just think, did you see the game the other night? I don't care who they were playing. By the, I think the Jets are pretty talented, by the way, even if their record might not show it. And I know they had some injuries, especially in their secondary. But things become different. I open my eyes a little bit when you start winning games by lots of points. It's not what the Steelers do. My God, we talked 2 weeks ago going into the Raiders game. The last time they had won a road game by more than one score was what, 2000?
I think it was 2020, right?
20?
Jacksonville?
Jacksonville,
yeah.
27-3. Mulsey had hair at that point, limits. I think.
It's a long time ago.
It's a long time ago. Where were you in 2020? Still in college?
That would have been the pandemic year. I would have been a sophomore. Yeah, in college.
Think about that.
Sophomore college.
So that's the last time they did that. I don't give a crap who they're playing, the Raiders or anybody else. They win by that kind of score, and then they come back and do it again. And now they're trying to score 30 points three games in a row for the first time since 2015. That opens my eyes a little bit. So does the quarterback situation. And you see defensively what Highsmith means to them. You see a radically improved inside linebacker group. It just is. And Patrick Queen probably has been slightly disappointing. But even disappointing, he looks like Ray Lewis compared to the people they've trucked through here. Joe Schobert, you want to start listing people? Mulsey?
Devin Bush? Schobert?
I mean, City? Devin Bush, Joe Schobert, Alex Barron?
Mark Barron.
Mark Barron, who was Alex? Was there an Alex involved there?
I don't think there was an Alex.
I'm sorry. Is Alex Barron a person?
Probably.
Yeah, I think he must be. Maybe he's a hockey player. Who else? Come on, there's a bunch of guys. Last year, they brought in a...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Flying instructor.
Yeah, a bunch of forgettable guys to play linebacker.
Who was the guy they brought in last year that he had been flying planes the week before? He used to play here. What was his name? Guy from UCLA. Help me. Somebody help me.
Oh, I'm trying.
And a bunch of other guys last year. I mean, it's been ridiculous, that position. Anyway, why am I focusing on that position? I'm not really. They're better than they were last year, I think by a significant amount, and they won 10 games last year. I don't feel any need to pump the brakes by saying, wow, this team I think might be third best in the AFC. And I think they could give Kansas City and Baltimore trouble. I think that's a sober analysis.
It was Miles Jack, by the way.
Miles Jack, yeah. And the other guy was retired too. They were literally bringing in guys who used to play football to play last year. I mean, it was incredible. Now, Buffalo and Houston, I think the Steelers are in the mix with them. You might say behind because those are two great quarterbacks. I'll buy that. Buffalo's got some problems defensively, however. They got some problems in their secondary. So, yeah, I don't see where I need to pump the brakes, where I am overreacting, or where people who are thinking like me are overreacting. You tell me. 412-928-9370. What you think the Steelers' standing in the AFC is right now. And I'll say this too, Limits. And this was the same as coming into the season. Is the bar this year is playoff win or bust. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
They have to win a playoff game or this season is an F, a complete failure.
Because you're talking about that right now T.J. Watt might be the defensive player of the year. No, there's been a couple games where he's not been as effective, but that's on T.J. Watt standards. A defense that is top five in the NFL and an offense that looks a lot more competent than it was last year, which I know the ceiling's on the floor in that regard, but Russell Wilson sparked some new life into this, and they're 5-2 with Tomlin just once again doing it again as he does every year. Now we'll see if this year is more over the top than 10-7, 9-8, but still, they should win a playoff game because of the level of competition in the AFC not being that great either. Now, are they better than Buffalo? I don't think so, but I think four is a realistic place to put them, which should allow them to win a game.
I think they could beat Buffalo, and I think they could beat Houston. I think they could beat one of the top two on a given day. Let's see where the Russell Wilson thing goes. Now, is that a prediction? No. My prediction right now would probably be wild card, one win, and then done in the playoffs. 412-928-9370. Telling everybody who's excited to pump the brakes. Where do you have the Steelers? You have them three or four?
I have them four behind Buffalo. I mean, I think they can beat Baltimore as they've shown year after year after year. They've done so well against Lamar. They're the only team really in the NFL that can control Lamar and know how to beat him and beat him consistently.
I know, but and that's a good point that I didn't make, that when I'm rating them with Baltimore and Kansas City, they do play Baltimore really well.
Very well.
Now, to be fair, they miss Lamar about half the time.
Yes.
It feels like they're always playing their backup. And to be extra fair, last year, Lamar, I thought, except for that horrific pass late in the game, played a really good game, and their receivers dropped literally, I think, 7 or 8 passes.
Yeah, I was at that game. They dropped that, what, Mark Andrews dropped the game-winning touchdown, or maybe Lamar overthrew him, I think, maybe by a yard, whatever.
Yeah.
I feel better playing the Ravens than I do playing Buffalo, Joe. I mean, Kansas City's Kansas City. They're on the pinnacle at the top. We'll see what happens on Christmas Day. But if it was a playoff game in Buffalo, I'd feel a lot better about a playoff game in Baltimore because of that familiarity, because of Harbaugh versus Tomlin, because of the way that they've been able to exploit Marlon Humphrey and some of those defenders on defense for Baltimore. I'd feel much better about that.
Listen, there's concerns here. I'm not even sure when you say the Steelers are a top five defense. I realize statistically, scoring, things like that, they are right now. I have concerns about this defense. I do. You know, I watched the Indy game and the Dallas game, and there's areas of concern. Don't get me wrong. But they're certainly good enough, I think, defensively. They're definitely a top 10 and maybe a top 5 defense. They might be because the turnovers make up for a lot. I have a quick aside on this. Limits as you field calls at 412-928-9370.
The lines are lighting up like a Christmas tree.
They're lighting up like Mulsey in a craft beer house, like Crowley at a West Virginia game, like Pony in the Carrier Dome. Anything else? What's Callis' favorite?
That about covers it.
Yeah. Well, not really.
We Callis at a Bethel Park production. That's where he works there, too.
Is that where he's happiest? Where is he happiest?
That's a good question. I don't know where Harry is most happy.
No, I thought you two were good buddies. No?
Yes, we're buddies. I've hung out with Harry outside of work, but like I don't know where like his necessary happy place is.
Okay, that's fine. I was just inquiring. There's definite tension between you and I today. Even the simplest interaction.
No, I think you're just...
No, there's leftover hostility.
You're trying to make things... Come on.
You didn't return my text this morning because you were feeling hostile about an arrangement from last night that you made for us to go on another on-the-road thing that got a little screwed up, perhaps by my negligence. And I didn't mean to deliver a sports apology. The sports apology goes like this: sorry if I offended anybody, which is another way of saying I don't think I did anything wrong, but if you were offended, sorry about that. You know, that type of thing. I gave you a legitimate apology. I'm sorry.
There it is. I was looking for that.
That's great. That's the sports apology. By the way, the Manning cast, either love it or you hate it, I guess, from people.
I am an in-between person.
I watched
the regular broadcast. Like, I like watching clips of the Manning cast, but I will not watch a regular Manning cast production because I'm a play-by-play guy too. I like the art of watching the game with
that.
The play-by-play
yeah.
and the crowd and everything in the background compared to just a commentary.
The other thing with these Pop-Tarts is they're burnt. I mean, are you serious here? The burnt s'mores Pop-Tarts I just paid $2 for?
How were they burnt? Did you burn them in the toaster?
No, I didn't even cook them. They're cooked burnt in the thing. They're awful. Sorry to say, because generally I like Pop-Tarts ever since I was a little kid.
Mm, sorry, Pop-Tarts. You know why the Steelers should have the best defense, though?
Why?
They paid the most money out of any team in the league.
Is that still true?
$160 million they've spent on defense.
I don't think they have the best defense. What I think they have is a radically improved defense from last year, largely because of health. I mean, my God, just start with Cam. What else was I talking about there? The Ravens. Oh. Limits, as soon as you're off the phone, I have a Lamar hot take. I want your undivided attention for this. Here's my Lamar hot take on him. Is that I think we all judge, a lot of us, I should say, judge him way too harshly based solely on what he does in the playoffs, what he does after the wild card round. And there is room for criticism there. There is. But by far the bigger story with Lamar Jackson is that this guy is phenomenal. And he already belongs in the pantheon, if that's the right word here. And I'm actually not sure if it is. Of all-time greats in sports who never won a championship. Did I already do this take last week, or was that you and I in the back?
No, it was here.
I'm just sick of people criticizing this guy.
Because I'm a big Lamar criticizer.
I was watching it. For what?
I've come around a little bit.
On what? The guy's unbelievable, man. You're missing it. Did you watch the show last night? My wife, who's extra angry at me this morning, sort of likes football, gets tired of it. She sat down last night. I'm like, watch this guy.
Yeah, we have somebody who met you this morning, actually, on the line.
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
His name is Jimmy.
He was one of the guys I played with, I think. Watch the show. What's the point here? You're going to miss the show. He's incredible on almost every play. And any play can turn into a highlight. I mean, he's great. And I was watching Belichick and Peyton Manning break down his game. He's matured in his game. He's just a fabulous all-time talent is what he is. I don't know if he's going to win a Super Bowl. I don't know. T.J. Watt's never won a playoff game. We going to sit here and rip his ass for that?
Oh, you're comparing quarterbacks to pass rushers?
He's a dominant defensive player.
It's completely different, though. The quarterback is the catalyst for everything. It's the most important position in sports.
Yeah, and he's won playoff games, I believe, Lamar, right?
A couple, yes.
Yeah, AFC title game last year.
But when you're a quarterback, a two-time MVP, and look, I've softened my stance on Lamar. I think, you know, I'm appreciating the talent that he is more now than in previous years.
So does he deserve more criticism or praise? If you need more than a split second to answer that question, you're out of your mind, I think.
I just want to see somebody who gets as praised and as much awards and recognition as he does as a two-time MVP take even them to the Super Bowl.
Right.
I mean, that's what Joe Burrow did in his first couple of years.
And when I mentioned TJ, I'm mentioning that in the context of judging spectacular individual talents based on what their team does. It's not TJ's fault he's never won a playoff game.
All right, if you want to talk about just individual talents.
He strip-sacked Patrick Mahomes and walked in for a touchdown. You want to know who else hasn't won a Super Bowl? Other than Dan Marino, Barry Sanders, and I could go on for an hour, Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Fran Tarkenton, and then among current players, would you like me to start my list of quarterbacks?
Well, do you
want to
go some of the guys that you mentioned? Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Tarkenton, Marino, they all got to a Super Bowl.
Eventually,
they were there. Okay, so it's a little bit different.
Barry Sanders hasn't gotten past
the AFC Championship game yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, Barry Sanders. I mean, you're talking about a Lions team that won one playoff game. That's Detroit. You're talking about Baltimore, a team with constant success.
Has Josh Allen gotten to a Super Bowl?
No.
Has Joe Burrow won one?
He got there at least.
Okay.
In his first couple of years in a Cincinnati organization that's not nearly the same as Baltimore.
Justin Herbert?
Now, Justin Herbert had Brandon Staley trusting analytics.
So there's an excuse for everybody.
He has John Harbaugh as his coach in a great organization.
Are you able to appreciate Lamar as a singular, already all-time talent? Because he's shooting for a third MVP, and he's deserving. Maybe he's a great regular season talent. So what? The regular season's long. It's 16 and now 17 games. So over the course of how many games has he played? He has started 84 games. You know what this dude's record is? 63-21.
Yeah, and he's like 23-1 against the NFC.
63-21. He has 140 touchdown passes to 47 interceptions. And I haven't even gotten into, he's a top at least five running quarterback of all time. I just think... What's the best way to phrase this? That it's a product of modern thinking. How everybody has to fit into 40 characters or less, or in this case, three or less, three words or less. Can't win big one, four words. It's just, I hate characterizing people like that. I've gotten, even though he plays for the Ravens, tons of enjoyment of watching this guy. Including last night was ridiculous, the plays he was making. This guy, you know, on second and seven for a 4-yard gain, that's an ESPN top 10 for the night. It can happen anytime. He's 63-21. So I want to put him up there already. Yes, already. Especially if he wins his third MVP in the list of all-time greats who have never won. I'm way more inclined, and it's not even a thought, to praise this guy than to criticize him. Because the criticism whittles down to, if you're an MVP, you got to carry your team to a Super Bowl win.
Right? Yeah, but he's not played well in the playoffs and games that they've lost. He's not done well.
I know.
That's on him.
Yeah.
With a lot of good things around him. With a very solid running game, a good offensive line, and a defense that is constantly top five.
It's not like he's... That's not true. that they're constantly
their defense that's not constantly top five?
Look up the last 5 years. You tell me how many times they've been top five.
A tweeter or a texter puts out an interesting fact here.
If that's the first thing that comes to your mind with Lamar Jackson, I'll just say this. I think that's too bad.
Very good individual talent.
And you have room for, there is room to criticize. What you're saying is true. He needs to be better in the biggest games at the end of the year. That is true, too. But I just think it's a shame that the first thing that comes to mind for people is like something like choke artist or can't win the big one. I hate that. I just do. That's my take for today on Lamar. What does the texter say?
The texter asks, Joe, why do you judge Tomlin on playoff and championship wins but not players?
What do you mean? What does that mean?
I think basically, I mean, why are you not judging quarterbacks on playoff success, but we continue to dial down on Tomlin with playoffs, not winning championships, and continuing to lose in the playoffs?
Mike
why
Tomlin,
can't a similar standard
Mike
be
Tomlin,
held for players?
Mike Tomlin was an A-plus for his first 5 years. Since then, he's been about a C-plus. He hasn't won a single playoff game in 7 years.
I'm not disputing that. I'm just pointing out the question of the tweeter.
Yeah,
the
a single playoff game in 7 years, and has missed the playoffs about half the time. So, yeah, I think there's room for both with Tomlin, who will be in the Hall of Fame.
I just think there are so many good circumstances around Lamar. I mean, he's played in a division over the years where before Burrow, it was, I mean, awful Cincinnati. Cleveland has been a dumpster fire for years. He has one of the best coaches, I think, in the NFL. John Harbaugh's pretty overlooked at times.
Yeah, so Harbaugh's done a great job in those late playoff games.
He's had a couple
but
dud
Lamar
years.
Hasn't. He's one of the greatest football players I've watched, and I've been watching for 50 years. And there's room for criticism in the playoffs, yes. But for me, the first one outweighs the second one by a trillion pounds. For me.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.